Radio Visions presents the Quicksilver production of an original radio play written by Edgar Farr Russell III, featuring the music of composer Rex Corey, known for his music on the radio and television series Gunsmoke. Mr. Corey created and performed an original score for this production. And now, Kiss from a Little Old Lady.
You should have run to the cops. When Mr. Malone here tells store owners like you to pay protection, then that's what you should do.
I wasn't afraid of the Huns in 17, and I ain't afraid of you both now.
You should be, Mr. Papashiel.
If I could get out of my wheelchair, I'd...
Willie, time for an example. Wheel our good friend to his back door. What the Germans did to him in 1917, we'll finish in 1940.
My friend, Officer Joe, we'll get you for this.
The boss ain't scared of the cops.
Nice view from your fourth floor fire escape.
God will punish you.
I can hardly wait. Goodbye, Mr. Papashiel. Enjoy your ride down.
Du lieber, to keep such a pretty lady waiting is not right.
It is safe. Come in now, Mrs. Flanner. I recognize the sound of his nightstick clattering along the fence around the corner.
And good day to you, Mrs. Kavanaugh.
More like good evening, Officer Kavanaugh. Do you know you kept me waiting almost an hour?
Sorry, Liza, dear. I had to finish some reports down at the station. You know what the boys all say. If the bad guys don't get you, then the paperwork will.
Don't joke about such things.
Sure, and there's nothing to worry about, darling. I'd not let any bad boys keep me from meeting the prettiest Colleen in all Brooklyn. Let's see this crib you've got your enchant and emerald eyes fixed on.
I'll be having no more of your blarney, thank you very much, Joseph. It's in the window to the left. Mrs. Flemmer said it came in just this morning.
Which one was it then?
See the beautiful little ballerina painted on the headboard?
Oh, no, darling. We'll not be buying that for any son of mine.
It's a girl we'll be having.
Hey, Sutra, get out of the way.
Look over at the crosswalk. There's a little old lady that's causing this traffic to stop.
And what a sight she is, wearing that old-fashioned dress, holding a cane in one hand and carrying that big knitting bag in the other. Excuse me, dear. I'd better go back on duty for a minute. All right, quit your honking. Just take hold of me arm, ma'am, and we'll walk to the corner. Almost there. Here we are.
Are you all right?
Oh, gracious, those cars gave me quite a start. I'm fine now, thank you so much.
Think nothing of it. It's all in a day's work.
Officer, you deserve a kiss for rescuing me.
I don't know about that. Me wife here can get awfully jealous.
Well, I...
Young man, you wouldn't refuse a kiss from a little old lady, would you?
I'd be very pleased. Just let me bend down a bit. Where are you headed, ma'am?
That's odd. I don't seem to remember.
Maybe it would be best if you went home and rested.
I'll hail a cab. Where do you live?
I can't seem to remember that either.
Perhaps your address is in your knitting bag.
Oh, drat. You suppose my purse fell out somewhere?
That's possible.
I'll just look up your listing in the telephone book. Do you remember my name, don't you?
You two must think I'm a perfect idiot.
Oh, no, ma'am. Say, we were just going out for a bite. Why don't you join us? It might relax you, then you'd remember.
You're both sweet, but I couldn't impose... Besides, in my day, two was company and three was a crowd.
We're already three. You'd just be making it four.
I see what you mean. Won't be long now, will it? Well, in that case...
You sure that's all you want?
Oh, yes. Been a long time since I've tasted soup. Now tell me, Joe, how did you and Liza meet?
At Our Lady of Mercy Orphanage in Dublin.
No mother for either of you? How sad.
Not really. We might never have met otherwise.
And then we wouldn't be arguing. I say we're having a boy, and Liza swears she's carrying a little girl.
Oh, Mr. Cavanaugh! Come back!
Mrs. Flemmer, what is it?
It's Poppy, the news dealer. He's been murdered.
Ma'am, Liza will take you to Mimi's station house. They'll help you.
But, Joe, you're off duty now. Let someone else...
Oh, Liza! I'll not be shirking me responsibilities.
Three of the other tenants saw Steve Malone and his henchman, Willie Hendricks, push Mr. Papashir.
Why haven't you detectives arrested those two?
The witnesses are too afraid to testify in court.
Poppy wasn't afraid. I begged him to accept the district attorney's offer of protective custody.
I know. He just laughed and said...
Said his buddy Joe would look out for him. Oh, he sure did a great job.
Easy, Joe. You couldn't be everywhere.
I want Malone.
So do a lot of people. But he's a pretty smart operator. 20 years is a long time to survive in that racket.
He'll not be surviving much longer.
Don't do anything foolish, Joe. You just stick to your beat.
Is it much further to the police station? I said, how much farther, Liza?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't...
You're worried about Joe.
Don't take care of himself.
It was the same way with my Albert. He was a construction worker. Built some of the tallest buildings in Manhattan. Every morning I'd kiss him and wave goodbye with a big smile.
Yes, I know.
Then I'd worry myself sick about whether he'd reach too far to catch a hot rivet and fall to his death.
When I tell Joe to be careful, he says, I'm a big boy now.
I begged Albert to quit, and he agreed to work as a clerk in a clothing store. He looked so handsome in his new brown serge suit.
How did it work out?
Albert smiled at me every morning as he left for his job. But I looked in his eyes and understood. After 2 months, I told him to go back to his real work.
But how could you stand it all those years? Weren't when he was up on the beams?
I found something that took my mind off it. Let me show you what I... Oh, look over there. I know that building. It's the bank where I keep my account.
If it wasn't already closed for the day, maybe one of the tellers might have recognized
it. Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, I thought about being inside that bank and got cold all over.
Did you withdraw money from your account today?
Why, yes, I believe so, and I put it in my purse.
Perhaps someone followed you outside, then hit you and stole your purse.
I do seem to remember something bad happening.
That might explain why you don't have any identification.
And why I can't seem to remember things.
Do you live near the bank? Maybe in one of these apartments.
It's coming back to me. I do live near the bank. 114 Flatbush Avenue, apartment 3C. I'm sure.
What do you stop my cue ball for? You screwed up a beautiful shot.
The detectives want to talk to you about Poppy.
Who?
Mr. Papashil. He used to be a good friend of mine.
Name don't ring a bell.
Remember him now?
Yeah. I think it's coming back to me.
Oh, pulled you to the face. You'll have to do better than that, Hendricks. You're not dealing with a guy in a wheelchair now.
You're asking for it.
But you're going to get it.
Had enough?
I'm just getting warmed up.
Okay. Okay.
You tell Malone I'm looking for him, and he's gonna get double what I gave you, Hendricks.
Malone, Liza, there's someone talking inside my apartment.
I saw a phone in the lobby. We'll call for Joe.
Liza thinks the person in my apartment may be the same one who robbed me.
What's happened to your face? It's all cut and bruised.
It's nothing, Miguel. Just executing part one of me plan to bring Malone in.
Oh, Joe.
There, Liza. I'm a big boy, remember? You two stay here while I investigate.
Nothing doing, Joe. I'm going with you.
I forbid it. It could be dangerous.
The idea of some hooligan ransacking my apartment. I'm going too.
Joseph Cavanaugh.
Okay, ladies. Just stay behind me. We'll use the steps.
Mm-hmm. You two stay behind the corner.
Joe, be careful with your gun.
Give me your key, ma'am, and I'll surprise him.
Oh, sorry, I'm so nervous.
I've got it. Police! I've got you covered!
In nome di Dio, don't shoot!
You're under arrest!
Shadia Bolo, what for?
For being in my apartment.
Your apartment? My husband Tony and I have lived here for 15 years.
Hold on, both of you. Let's see some proof of this in your apartment, ma'am.
Here's proof, the receipt for last month's rent.
If it's your apartment, then why did my key fit the lock?
Oh, should I know? Maybe you stole a pass key from the super.
Or maybe it used to be your apartment a long, long time ago.
That's ridiculous.
Try to remember. Are you sure you don't live somewhere else? A home for old folks or a hospital?
You mean an asylum, don't you?
Look, lady, you almost caused me to shoot an innocent person.
Don't talk to her that way. She's been through a lot.
I'm not really sure of anything, except I'm remembering that I do live far away from here in a beautiful, restful place.
Can you remember why you came to the city?
Only that I'm here for some important reason.
Madam, I'm very sorry for what happened.
That's okay. The old lady meant no harm. She is a good person. You see in her face, Signora, are you mother like me?
No. Albert and I wanted children, but
you
we were...
You would have made good mother. You see il crucifisso, crucifix on the wall? You pray to God that he help you remember everything and find peace.
The boys will take care of her until after the bus comes from Bellevue. When she starts to remember, the detectives will take her statement and investigate.
I suppose it's for the best, but I wish...
Got to get back to me, mate. Give me a kiss and go. Say here, kiss me like you mean it.
See you soon, darling.
Who's that?
Officer Cavanaugh.
Mrs. Flemmer, what are you doing out so late? Sorry about drawing on you, I'm a little edgy.
Forget it. I've come to warn you. A customer overheard Billy Hendricks on the phone. Billy was real mad and shouted he wanted to get Cavanaugh. Then he got quiet and said, okay, I'll find out where, boss, and then you can pay him back.
Just what I want. I'll be ready when my loan strikes. Then I'll have him for attempted murder. On me! Thanks for the tip.
Tim Thirsty, come home soon, Joe. Oh, just a moment.
Hello, dear. Hope I didn't startle you too badly.
What are you doing here?
I was sitting knitting, waiting for them to come, when I got to thinking it wasn't right for you to be alone tonight.
I'm doing fine.
I know better.
Won't you have a seat? How did you ever find our address?
The same way Joe would have found mine. I looked his name up in the phone book at the station house. I may be forgetful, but I'm not stupid. Heard from Joe?
No.
Worrying about Joe can't change anything.
I can't stop thinking about what might happen.
Try to relax.
I just can't.
Would you hand me my knitting bag? Thank you. Now, this is what I started to tell you about earlier.
Nathan, we had to learn how at the orphanage, but I was never patient enough to keep at it.
Looks like we'll both have plenty of time tonight. Have you gotten your baby's layette yet?
Huh?
I thought not. I want to show you something. I use only the finest 4-ply baby wool when I knit booties. Feel the material.
It's very soft.
Soft and strong. Sort of how we women have to be.
Yes.
These needles were a Christmas gift from Albert. I never got to knit him anything with them before he died. Here, hold the needles like this.
I can't do it like you.
You love your baby. You'll make beautiful booties.
Here goes.
Knit one, purl one. That's right. Keep going.
Look at me. I'm knitting.
Wonderful.
You know, this is very relaxing.
Sometimes when it's late and I'm still knitting, I just sort of drift off to sleep.
I feel sort of sleepy myself.
Stay with it. Knit one, purr one. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. Very sleepy. Sleep, Liza. I'll stay with you until he's back safe in your arms. If things had been different, I might have had a daughter just like you. You wouldn't refuse a kiss from a little old lady, would you? Guess I'll take over your knitting for you.
Blast you, Malone. Make your move. Maybe he ain't going to try tonight.
Who's there?
Mrs. Cavanaugh?
Yes?
Some bad news about your husband.
Is Joe all right?
Sure, Joe's fine. But you ain't.
My face! Let me go!
Leave her alone, you big bully!
Who are you?
I take care of Liza and Joe.
No, she's just an old lady with amnesia. She's got nothing to do with us.
That's too bad, because I don't want no witnesses. She'll have to come along, too. Now, Mrs. Cavanaugh, get a piece of paper and write what I say.
What's our door doing open? Liza? Liza! There's a note on the table. We've been taken by Willie Hendricks to the Talbot Hotel. Room 26. Come alone and unarmed, Joe, or he'll kill us. Liza. God, how could I have been so stupid?
Welcome, Officer Cavanaugh.
Liza, has Malone hurt you?
No, I'm okay. So is she.
What's the old lady doing here? Is she part of this?
You must be kidding. What would I want with an old hag like this?
I've seen your face before, Mr. Malone, somewhere.
No doubt on some post office wall. You know, Cavanaugh, I've worked real hard building up a very profitable business. And I don't like anyone interfering with my operations. Whether it's a gimpy newsstand owner like Papa Sheil, who tries to act like a tough guy, or a stupid cop like you, who wants to play Dick Tracy.
Your beef is with me. Let me wife and the old lady go.
Like I was saying, when someone interferes, he's got to be taught a lesson. That's why I had your wife brought here. I want to see the look on your face when she gets it. Drop the gun, Cavanaugh.
Oh, me hand!
Joe!
Don't worry, Liza. I want him alive, long enough to watch you become a beautiful corpse.
Stop this at once, Mr. Malone.
Stay back, old lady, or I'll let you have it first.
Nonsense. I won't have you threatening this young couple.
Okay, Grandma. Here it comes. I couldn't have missed at this range. Why ain't you falling down?
You're right. I should be dead. I'm starting to remember. I know my name now. My name is Mildred. Mildred Michelson.
That name don't mean nothing to me.
No, I don't suppose a brute like you would remember the name of an old woman he shot down in cold blood.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Liza, Joe, it's all coming back. I did live in apartment 3C, and I did visit that bank down the street. Only it wasn't this morning. It was 20 years ago.
20 years ago? I don't understand.
It was a Thursday, I think, in autumn of 1920. I had just made a cash withdrawal when you, Mr. Malone, entered suddenly and told us all to raise our hands. Mine were up for so long, I dropped my knitting bag and the needle spilled out. When I moved to pick them up, you shot and killed me.
Yeah, I do remember. But you can't be here now. You'd have to be a ghost.
Ghosts are earthbound spirits. I'm much different. Oh, Liza, Joe, now I remember why it was so important for me to return to Brooklyn. Those of us in the hereafter are normally forbidden to interfere with what happens on Earth. But a number of your victims, Mr. Malone, got together and complained to St. Peter that in your case something ought to be done, and we decided...
What? You're nuts.
It's not nice to interrupt a lady, Mr. Malone. As I was saying, we all agreed something had to be done, and soon. Our newest arrival, Mr. Papa Sheil, suggested that I come to...
Papa Sheil? I saw his crippled body fall out of his wheelchair and hit the ground.
He doesn't need his wheelchair now, Mr. Malone. You should see him, standing straight and tall. Anyway, Mr. Papashiel suggested that since I was your first victim, that I should be the one to resolve the problem.
Resolve the problem?
Of course, I'm not used to all that special traveling from the hereafter to the here and now, so when I materialized in the middle of that busy intersection, I got a little confused. No, Mr. Malone, I'm not a ghost. I am an avenging angel come to send you on your final journey to the everlasting fire of hell.
Stay away from me. Die, die.
For all the evil you have brought upon the world, Mr. Malone, I offer you a kiss.
No, no.
You wouldn't refuse a kiss from a little old lady, would you?
Ah!
Well, that's that.
God in heaven!
I think I've been eating a drink.
Joe, your hand needs attention. Let me wrap my handkerchief around it to stop the bleeding.
It's all right. Maybe you better stay on that side of the room.
Don't talk to her that way.
Without your help, I might still be wandering the city. Thank you both for everything.
It's you I should be thanking, Mrs. Michelson, for protecting Liza.
For saving Joe. And for helping me to deal with my fears.
I couldn't be more proud of you if you were my own children. Guess it's time for my journey back to the hereafter. Albert's waiting for me, and heaven knows I can use a good long rest after all this excitement.
If it's a girl, I'm going to name her Mildred.
Why, Liza, I'm honored. And that reminds me, I have two presents for you and Joe. One I knitted at the station, and the other I finished up after you fell asleep at the apartment.
Presents!
I got quite a chuckle from you two, arguing whether it was going to be a girl or a boy. In the hereafter, we know the answer to questions like that. Here you are, Liza.
Look, Joe, baby boys, a pink pair and a blue pair, so we're ready either way.
That's swell of you, Mrs. Michelson.
Oh, no. I see you two still don't understand. You're going to have a girl and a boy.
You mean we're...
Twins!
Yes. And they're going to grow up to be just as wonderful as their parents.
Has presented the Quicksilver production of an original radio play by Edgar Farr Russell III, which was entitled Kiss from a Little Old Lady. It starred Judith Knight Young as the old lady, Albert Coya as Officer Joe Cavanaugh, Heather Wilcox as Liza Cavanaugh, Arnold Giuliano as Steve Malone, Phil Kenya as Willie Hendricks, Mark Anderson as Mr. Papashiel, Janine Loosely as Mrs. Flemmer, David Lee as the police detective, and Nancy Leary as the Italian wife. Original music was composed and performed especially for this production by Rex Corey. Sound patterns were by Mark Bush, Marsha Bush, Michael Henry, David Lee, and Mark Anderson. This presentation was produced by Nick Williams and directed by Chuck Langdon. Your announcer has been Elizabeth Montgomery.
This has been a Radio Visions presentation. Music copyright 1996 by Rex Corey. Lee Shepherd speaking.